Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. And a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches means this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products, every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
While the games are winding down, they're getting wound up.
We talked about this a billion times. These guys are morons, all of them in that room.
He did a poor job this year because he wanted to showcase he could be a pocket passer.
Mike Carver.
Is this serious? Come on.
Joe Lisi.
Look him in his eye and tell him what he is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Hour number two, Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879 is the number to get involved. Good to have you aboard here tonight as we kick off hour number two. A lot of baseball, a lot of Masters coming up here in this hour as the season gets going tomorrow, Joe. Now, let's be fair here. I know that you've kind of snickered at us. We've been trying to get ready for the baseball season. Are you actually going to be involved here when baseball starts?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we've pulled you in.
For tomorrow night.
You've got to play for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Is this like what kind of level is this play that you have for tomorrow night?
This is a 6-star diamond opening day lock of the week.
6-star diamond opening day lock of the week.
Yep.
Okay. Is that something that you want to release right now?
I'll tell you right now. I said it on the show. They finally put a number out. Guardians and Royals total is light at 8, juice to the under.
Yeah.
Over is -106. Give me that all day. Give me that all day.
So you're on the over tomorrow afternoon in the Cleveland Kansas City game. That's your
everybody eats, Carver. Everybody eats.
That's your big play to start the MLB season. I like it. I actually don't mind it, Joe. In fact, I might even get involved. Maybe I'll join you with it. I don't mind it.
I'll tell you what, Carver. I'll tell you what. Okay.
What's that?
Right. Yeah. Everybody talks about everybody eats. Everybody eats. It's -105. Okay. I just put it in. All right. There you go. Bing. That's it.
Wow, you're feeling strong, huh? Now,
feeling
did you do it
tonight.
Straight or did you parlay it with something?
Just straight.
Did you do the parlay?
No, Carver, I did it straight.
All right. I haven't really looked at the card tomorrow. I've been very focused on the Masters, to be quite honest with you. I haven't really seen.
I got those picks, too.
I know. We're going to do those later. Don't worry. Now, we need to do season-long MLB picks, though.
I have those. I'm locked and loaded. You, Angel,
now what,
and everybody.
Before I ask you for them, what do you have readily available here? Do you have the 5 win totals?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else? Do you have to win the World Series, win the division?
No,
you
I have
any
the five
of that stuff?
I'll pick a team to win the World Series. I have that. But I have the 5 win totals that I like.
Now, to be fair, in the homework I'd asked you for, I didn't ask you to get anything except 5 win totals. So I guess I got to be fair there.
You think it sounds like I'm not prepared. I'm prepared every day we do a show.
I know that baseball is something that you don't have a love for, Joe. You don't have the same love for baseball.
Just because I don't have a love for it doesn't mean I can't bet on it.
Well, because you're a numbers guy.
I'm a numbers guy.
He's a numbers guy. Andrew, you're obviously prepared with all of your baseball
players. He's got stats. He's got everything.
Whoa. The attacking right out of the gate. Wow.
That's fine.
Andrew, you're obviously prepared for all the baseball plays here.
Yep. I got you.
I don't want to start the win totals because we only have 2 or 3 minutes left. Andrew, if you would like to... we welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio in Southern California, Sports Map and Sports Byline. Let me just ask you this one, Andrew. AL East... right now, are you just going to go jump on the Yankees at plus 200, or you don't think they're actually going to win the division, right? You're not going to go that far.
So my theory is that depending on a couple of different things with the Red Sox, they could go for the division. I don't think the Rays are going to win it this year. I think it'll come down to between New York and Boston, the way it should be.
Now, wait, so
opinion.
You're throwing Toronto to the side here? Because they're the favorites.
Oh, I forgot about
Everybody's very, very high on Toronto.
All right, let's not get crazy now. Let's not talk up this East AL.
Wait a second. Time out, Joe. We're not talking it up. I'm talking up Toronto because everybody else is. Everybody's talking up Toronto. Just give them the division already.
Well, Mike, real quick, who's pitching for Toronto? That's my question.
Well, that's a fair question, but that doesn't seem to matter to a lot of people as they have shot up the odds boards here.
We know that they have the offense and they got, you know, Vlad Guerrero Jr. and all that stuff. But
now they've picked up some
scattered. Good pitching beats good hitting.
Well, look, they've picked up some arms. There's no doubt. They lost Robbie Ray. They added Kevin Gossman. Gossman was excellent for San Francisco last year. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'll be excellent in the AL East. Sometimes guys come from the National League to the American League, and things are a little different. Now, that's going to go out the window now, DH everywhere.
Right.
You know, all those myths will probably go away within the next couple of years. But Gossman in the AL East, who knows? Maybe he'll be very good. The couple of other guys that they acquired as well, you know, I thought Ryu was okay for them last year, his first year in Toronto. They've got a couple of arms, but... Does anybody really have great pitching in the American League, Andrew? Let's be honest here. Does anybody really have great pitching? No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, here's the thing. I, as a Yankees fan, Carver, and you and I can attest to this, I was really hoping the Yankees were going to get either Kershaw or Max Scherzer. I know they were both long shots to sign with the Yankees, but it is what it is at this point.
Andrew, looking for the big, big ticket items, Joe. I mean, the Yankees, they don't shop at the big targets, the big spots anymore. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, MLB win total picks after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Just because they have kids doesn't mean they're gonna like yours.
Come on! That's what happens when you play these games that are meaningless. Kids take off.
I'm kind of getting the feeling now that this dude still has a lot of growing up to do.
Get back to basics. Get off your ass. Stop with the videos with your wife. Focus and get your ass back on the field.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879, the number to get involved. As we get ready for tomorrow, the start of the Major League Baseball season, round one of the Masters in Augusta, spring is finally here. That's when I said this to Joe last week, and he kind of like scoffed at me. He's like, oh, what do you mean? You know, I was like, you know, once the March, you know, Final Four, Augusta, baseball, time for some nicer weather, NBA and NHL playoffs. Let's go.
Yep. USFL.
And all you're worried about is pigskin. You know, that's it. That's all you're ever worried about is pigskin.
Absolutely.
You know, as we are now sitting just over a week away from the opener of the USFL season. Or is it this Saturday?
It's next Saturday. Can I just say something?
Okay. Yes.
You and Andrew, I love you guys, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You love all these niche sports.
Well, that's not
these niche sports.
That's NHL,
Major League Baseball, Masters, golf. They're all niche
sports. Niche. I mean, Joe, you're acting like we're watching table tennis, in Kazakhstan or something. Like, what are you talking about?
It's close enough, Carver. I mean,
oh,
come on now.
Please, Joe.
Come on,
Joe. That's not the right take.
Am I poking the bear?
Is that the right take at all?
A little bit.
Baseball starts tomorrow. And there's nothing I love more. You see, baseball is a tough game to bet every day. It can get a little draining, especially throughout the summer. There's 162 games. It's tough. Very tough sport to bet day in, day out. But one thing that I really love betting in baseball, Joe, is season-long win totals. It's something that, for a long time, I've always enjoyed. I like to make a bunch of selections before the season. It's just for me. It keeps me juiced all year. Every day, I'm for or against a team, and I just think it's a really great way to bet it and not have to be completely, if you don't want to be locked in, day out. So let's get to the MLB win totals here on Carver and Lisi for the baseball season kicking off tomorrow. Joe, I'd like you to take the floor first. Because you have so much baseball knowledge. You've basically been telling us that we don't know what we're talking about with a niche sport like baseball. So please, the floor is yours, Joe. MLB win totals for this season.
All right, well, you talk about Detroit last year, right? 77 wins. They got off to a slow start. Miguel Cabrera and the crew, right? You look at their win total and the crew. Hang on. Their win total is 78.5, okay? Minus 110 either way. This team is going to get into the 80s easy this year, okay? Love the lineup. Pitching is okay, but I've watched Detroit all last year. I think they're gonna challenge for a division title. So pick number one over Detroit, 78.5, -110.
Wow, Detroit over to kick things off. Andrew, selection number one for you here with the MLB win totals.
So for me, it's the Chicago White Sox. I think that they're going to surprise a lot of people. Last year, they were pretty good. They've been on the up and up with already having some pieces that they've had for a while, and now they're starting to bring in some talent, too. Their win total is expected to be 91.5, and I think they are going to win the American League Central, so I'm going to take the over with that 91.5.
That's my first one as well. I'm on the White Sox over 91.5. It's one of my favorite plays. I think that division sucks. I think a lot of teams in the American League suck. The White Sox are head and shoulders the best team in the American League Central this year. As Joe tries to tell you, the Detroit Tigers contending for the division. I can back Joe chalk. Maybe for his over. Oh, we're going chalk. Okay, Joe.
We're going chalk.
I go with cashing, Joe. That's what I go with. You want to call chalk. It chalk? You call it whatever you want.
I think my 14-year-old daughter could have picked the Chicago.
Well, the White Sox over 91.5. There you go. Yeah. Me and Andrew's first selection. Joe, the table turns back to you.
All right, National League this time. Right?
Okay.
Everybody's looking at the Mets or Buck Showalter.
Yeah.
Right?
Don't pick a chalk team, Joe. You're not allowed to pick any team now. So go ahead.
I'm not picking a chalk team. I'm turning. You see, I divert a little bit. Okay, let's go a little further south. Exit number 4. Joe Girardi, the Italian. Okay? DD, right? I love Zach Wheeler, former Met. Easy. This another team that's going to challenge for the division title. Forget the Mets. I've been a Met fan since the days of John Stearns. They're not going to go anywhere. 86.5, juice slightly to the over at -116. Love Girardi as a manager. You know why? Because he forgets the stats. He goes off a gut and feel. Gut and feel. Zach Wheeler, this team, over 86.5. Easy, especially with Harper in the lineup for a full season.
Wow, Joe Lisi. By the way, one of the books I was reading, some of their percentages. The Phillies over one of the most bet win totals going. So there he is. Go for the chalk. He's back. Joe Lisi with the over for the Philadelphia Phillies. All right, Andrew, what do you got next?
All right, I got the San Diego Padres over 89.5. Last year, they were expected to be one of the better teams, and they weren't. But Joe, you talk about going with a gut feeling. I think the Padres are going to bounce back. Yes, I understand Fernando Tatis Jr. is going to be out for a little bit at the beginning of the year, but I think they have some long-term, at least longevity for the season. They added Luke Voit from the Yankees as their regular DH. I think he's going to make a difference in the lineup. They also added Sean Manaea to their pitching rotation from the Oakland Athletics. So I think the Padres... obviously, that's a tough division with the Dodgers and the Giants, too. But I think the Padres are going to surprise a lot of people this year.
Wow, Padres over for Andrew in his second one. I'll stay in the West, and I'm going to go to the Angels, whatever the dopey name is, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, whatever they want to try to sell you. They're not in Los Angeles. There's absolutely no reason for them to have that name. Once again, they have the two of the best players, but they have no pitching. Under 83.5. For the Angels, they are not winning 84 ball games this year. They can't get anybody out. Under 83.5 for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Joe Lisi.
All right, I'm going to go back. You stole my thunder a little bit with the AL East, saying everybody loves Toronto, right? They have Bo Bichette. They have Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Oh, here we go. The chalk pick. Here we go. Let's hear it.
No, I'm banging the under. These are not the Joe Carter or Jimmy Key. 92.5, you could take your mobiles, all right, your mobile phones, and bet the under. 92.5, sell Toronto.
Selling, I do like that one, Joe. Nice job. Andrew, what do you got?
I got the San Francisco Giants under 85.5 wins. I think last year was kind of a farce. I think it was like an accident. Not an accident. They were a good team, but I don't think they're going to be able to continue that success this year with the Dodgers revamping and the Padres on the up and up. I expect the Giants to not be as good of a team this year.
Yeah, I do like that, Andrew, because I'm with you. I think last year, I mean, they won 100-plus games out of nowhere. I think it's going to be very tough for them to do that again. Their pitching isn't as good either. Next one for me, the Mariners over 83.5. We saw the Mariners start to come up last year. They just missed the playoffs. They add Robbie Ray to the mix. Mariners over 83.5. My next selection for the win totals. We each have, I think, two more to go. We will have to do that later on in the show. We will finish up our MLB win totals. So far, Lisi, go for the chalk with the Phillies over. He's got the Blue Jays under as well. And he's got the Tigers over. We'll give you the recap for me and Andrew, too, later on. But we have Dubsy next. Dubs Anderson, Masters tomorrow. Augusta, picks from Dubsy. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver
that's
says
it.
They
got to ask.
We got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. The number to get involved. We're rocking here on a very wacky Wednesday night. We have a lot going on, though. It's a very, very busy week here on Carver and Lisi, as we're forcing Joe to make not only picks in Major League Baseball, with baseball starting tomorrow, but the Masters as well, because it's a tradition unlike any other. They are back. The azaleas are blooming in Augusta. There's nothing like it, and I probably have 500 or 600 tickets on the tournament. And for that, we, of course, have to talk to our man, Dubsy. Dubs Anderson, one of the best in the business when it comes to golf. Dubs, I think it's the first time you've been on with me and Joe since we moved to the night show. It's great to have you, brother. How are you?
What an absolute privilege, boys. Wacky Wednesday, I just come running straight through the door. Good to join you, gentlemen. Lisi, one of the best lids in the game. How you been, brother?
Doing fantastic. Dubs, it's always a pleasure, okay? And you and I go way back to In-Game Live about a year ago.
Will
you tell the rookie how good I've been on terms of the links?
Rookie.
He thinks I'm so one-dimensional.
Rookie.
Well, I'm throwing rookie. I'm sort of poking you a little bit. I can't do that.
Wow.
You can't do that. You're the
all host. I can say is Lisey don't miss. He ain't playing them games. It is all business for Mr. Joe Lisey. But hey, two of my favorite characters to talk a bit of Masters. Boys, it doesn't get any better than this, does it? This has to be the biggest week in all of sports, hands down. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, no, I'm not going to tell you wrong, Dubs, because I absolutely love it. Now, look, before I was as crazy about this stuff as I am now, this was usually the week where I would really start to pay attention to golf. Now, Dubs, we have tickets on every tournament 52 weeks a year. But but this is the big event that we always look to on the calendar, and it got even bigger. We have to start with Tiger, Dubs. It got even bigger this week. You know, as the weekend kind of went on, it was like, all right, Tiger's going there and he's playing a practice round. All right, Tiger's there and he's playing nine and he's walking. Tiger's playing with JT and couple. Tiger's doing this. And now, like, by the time we've gotten from like Saturday to now Wednesday night, Dubs, people went from I can't believe that he's actually going to play to now, like, people actually think he's going to win. Like, that's how much the narrative has changed on Tiger Woods in the past couple of days. I mean, these books are going to be absolutely swimming if this guy somehow wins on Sunday.
It's unbelievable. And look, that just shows how smart Tiger Woods and his camp really is. He knew he was playing in this months back. That's why we saw him as a PNC father-son. We saw him at the Genesis. He was testing the waters. Are the media going to come after me? This is not a guy who just picked up the golf clubs last week. But think about it. If he told us 2 months ago, body's feeling great. I'm swinging the golf club. I've got my speed back. I'll see that Augusta. The whole world goes up in absolute flames. Like we've seen this week, he's going to win the tournament. He'll get back to world number one. So he didn't want to have to deal with all that hoopla. This week, obviously, he has. But this is the best thing he could have done. And again, there's not a lot of pressure on him. I don't see him winning the golf event. But again, like, no one has the expectation that he's going to go out there and shoot like this out, although we're sort of building towards it. If he makes the cut, I think that's been a really successful week for him. It's probably been a successful week because, again, he's dominated media, the world of sports, and he's going to get that pit money end of the year, isn't he? So Tiger Woods never misses a beat.
Yeah, he's a great story, Dubs, but I'm not going that route. I got a couple of guys that I'm going to go with to win round one and then to win it overall, and then I have a deep long shot, a diamond in the rough, okay? Let's talk about Tony Finau.
Love it.
To win round one, I'm on him, okay? To win round one, 45-1, and to win the whole thing, he's 48-1. And then I took my guy. Remember Will Zalatoris, the rookie, about a year ago?
Willie Z.
Remember him?
Yeah, I think I know that guy.
Him.
He got run
after last year. What about Zalatoris at 37-1 to be the leader after the first round, Dubsy?
I tell you what, Lacey, back to the adage that you don't miss, mate. These are a couple of great picks. Look, Tony Finau, he hasn't had his best stuff, but he goes in these form slumps for, like, you know, eight events where he's really bad, and then he turns around and he's contending at all the big events. He's got good course history. I think he may have found something in San Antonio last week, so I like that. I don't see him winning the event, but good course history, good off the tee, round one low score. That's what you've got to look for. Very erratic golfers, high ceiling. Tony Finau ticks the box. And Willie Zalatoris still hasn't had a win on the PGA Tour, but again, a runner-up here last year. He's one of the best ball strikers, best iron players. That's what we look for this week. I wouldn't be shocked if Willie Z somehow got it done on Sunday. That's a kid. He doesn't look afraid to me of the biggest stage of them all. So I like those plays.
It's not awful, Joe. I mean, I got Finau for a top 20 at plus 180. That's about as far as I want to go with Finau this week. But he's got great course history in Augusta. So, look, I can't back you for the whole weekend, Joe, but...
Okay.
Carver, I got to say, I'm pleasantly surprised with those picks from Joe Lisey. I thought he was literally going to give us a shout-out to Larry Mize and Sandy Lyle.
It's
round one, low scores, baby.
We're not done yet, Dubs.
Yeah. Still, Bernard Langer in a heads-up matchup.
There's still a good chance he throws us Mike Weir at the end. You know, there's a good chance
he just won the past three. I'm big on him.
Hold on, Joe, you got to save that for the end, Joe. Please. You got to save that for the end. All right, Dubsy. I'm going to tell you in a little bit who I like for my outrights, but there's a couple of guys that have been so good over the last year, and I'm surprised. It seems like they are getting no love whatsoever this week. I cannot remember a major in the last year where Colin Morikawa, who's won two of the last eight majors, and Patrick Cantlay, who absolutely burned the tour up, winning the FedEx Cup and how great he's been. It seems like Morikawa and Cantlay aren't even playing this week, Dubs. That's how little they're being talked about.
Mate, I totally agree. And those numbers are great numbers for us. I mean, Morikawa, 25 years of age. What else do you want to see from the guy? I mean, he's going for back-to-back majors here. There's no weakness to his golf game. The putting can be a little spotty, but on firm, fast greens, I love him for this one. And look, this tournament has a certain level of pressure, more so than any other major. Some of these guys will falter on Sunday. Morikawa, he locks it in. He finds that extra gear, so I love that. And Paddy Cantlay, the only take on him is that he hasn't stepped it up at the majors, but it's only a matter of time. I mean, what he did at the FedEx Cup playoffs, at the Ryder Cup, that's equally impressive. This is a guy who just has it all for me. Plays it the old school way, fairways, greens, nothing flashy about him. And I think that's why Cantlay's always disrespected. The average betting public don't like getting on board because it's not exciting to watch him on the golf course. But again, if I wanted two guys to get it done for me and part of my foursome, Colin Morikawa and Patrick Cantlay. How can you not? Talk about pedigree. You need it this week? Absolutely.
Speaking of pedigree, Dubs, I look for guys that can eat. And I mean eat for four rounds, okay? And this is my long shot. 5-1, baby. You ready? Guido Minghazzi.
Yeah. Guido.
Guido.
The Italian stallion. It's a Migliozzi. Hey, I love Guido. I was real big on him coming from the European Tour. He came out here last year, played the US Open. I think he ended up notching. He was definitely finished inside the top 10. Loved his golf game, but I don't know. Something's gone south there. Guido Migliozzi, geez, Joe, you've plucked one there, mate, from the clouds. I can't see him being there Sunday, but again, that's a great number. He's a winner. Young gunslinger, some of these young guys get out the gate strong. Who knows? Guido Migliozzi hasn't done anything too impressive stateside, though.
All right, Dubs, give us a couple here. Give me somebody from the chalk level. Give me somebody kind of mid-range, and then give me one bomb. Try to give me one guy from each level that you love this week.
Yeah, so I'm going to ride with you. I like JT at 13-1, Justin Thomas. He's been side-by-side with Tiger Woods all week. If you're going to learn from anyone, it's the big cat. JT, he hasn't had his best stuff the last 12 months. I can see it coming. He's got bones on the bag, good short game. I like that. Morikawa, again, 22-1. I like that. A bit more value. The Irish Bear, Shane Lowry, 43-1. Great hands on him. Good short game. We're going to see a bit of wind Friday, Saturday. You need shot making. Shane Lowry, he's got the one win to his name already, the one major. I like that. If you're looking for a bit more value, Sung Jm, a guy who never had a short game, which would take him out of the big events. Good driver. Had a runner-up here back in 2020. This season, he's found that short game. I love that number, 70-1. If it plays soft, like it did last year, we get a bit of rain tomorrow. It suits guys like that who can just, you know, target golf straight aim. And then for a bit more value, Paddy Reed, 75-1. Another guy who no one's talking about. A former winner here. For me, if it's a birdie shootout, Reed's not there. But if it's a grind, you know, Zach Johnson, when he won here, was one over par. I can't sleep on Paddy Reed. He's been very quiet.
He finishes top 20 every year here, Dubs. I mean, I got him plus 225, top 20. He's always in there, and I know everybody's down on him. Nobody likes him. He hasn't played well this year. He's always in the mix. I'm with you on JT. I'm with you on the Irish Bear, as always. I'm also for a deep shot, Bobby Mack, Dubs. What do you think about McIntyre this week?
Well, mate, they've always said this is a left-hander's paradise. Mike Wiers, Phils, Bubba Watson. I wouldn't be surprised if a lefty just comes from nowhere. Bobby Mack, again, if the wind gets up, like it. Bobby McIntyre, I thought Brian Harman might be a sneaky play, but he can't close the door. Bobby Mack, I like that pick. Watch, there'll be a lefty right up there tomorrow. Bobby Mack's probably the best fit.
Well, let's let it happen, Dubs. I mean, we're going to have a wild weekend here. Thanks as always, my man. I'll see you tomorrow afternoon with Scotty on Coast to Coast. Thanks, brother.
Always a pleasure, boys. Lacey, keep it loaded, son.
Dubs with us, Carver Lee.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Mike Carver.
That's it. That's it. It's over. Like, what? The writers decided in May, late May, early June last year, that the MVP was over.
Joe Lisi.
That mask that used to go from his forehead to his feet. Remember that big-ass mask? When everybody else was wearing a small mask, and then it would get fogged up. Yeah, I know. He can't see out of his own mask, let alone he's going plays.
If you think they're too harsh, you obviously haven't been listening long enough. This is Carver and Lisi on the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi here with you. Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. Tremendous stuff from Dubsy. As I like the same guys that he's on, which is nice. JT, the Irish Bear, and a couple others. We'll give you a couple more Masters picks in a moment, Joe. Let's finish the baseball first. Get Andrew back in. We've gone through three of our picks each for the win totals. Joe, you have the Tigers over, the Phillies over, and the Blue Jays under so far. Next pick, Joe, what is it?
You know, I'm going to go with the Yankees. I don't love it, but when you get the Yankees over 92.5 juice to the under, when does that happen for the New York Yankees? -106 to the over? I'm going to go with the Yankees. I don't love the Yankees. I don't even think they win the World Series. I think, you know, Boone is a horrible manager, and I think they play down to the level of competition, but I think Judge carries them to over 92.5, and I think it's an easy bet.
An easy bet, Andrew. You heard that. It's an easy bet. Easy bet.
If only.
Go ahead, Andrew. What do you like next?
So I got... Staying in the American League East, I got the Tampa Bay Rays. We talked about it before, and you guys have talked. Well, Joe doesn't like Toronto, but a lot of the experts are picking Toronto to do really well. The Yankees and the Red Sox are going to be competitive. I think the Rays aren't going to be as good as they were last year. I don't think they're going to compete for the division title. I'm going to go with the under 89.5 wins this year.
Under 89.5. For the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yep.
For Andrew, pick number four. For me, and here's go for the chalk right here. I'll give it to you now, Joe. The Dodgers are 99.5. The Dodgers are winning 100 games. All right. The National League is awful. Unless the Dodgers get just, you know, five or six crippling injuries that destroys their season, the Dodgers are going to win 100 in that awful National League. And that division and all those bad teams that they're going to play. They're so much better than everybody else. Over 99.5 for me for the Dodgers. They get to 100. Joe.
Well, I gave it to you last night, the Pittsburgh Pirates, over 64.5, -118. But I'm going to give another one because I gave
that
out.
Wow, a bonus ball. Bonus ball from Joe Lisi.
Yeah, how about that? Bonus ball. You ready for this one? Are you ready? I'm going to go over Miami Marlins, 77.5.
Wow!
I think you like Craig Mish.
I mean, you love Mish, so that's why you're doing it. You got a reasoning behind it?
Well, they found lightning in a bottle with Rodgers. I think he was pretty good. I think Mattingly got a lot out of this team, and they're young. And I think they battled for much of the year. They battled. I like the bullpen as well. I bet them a lot in game last year, and I'm going with them 77.5 in a winnable division. I think head and shoulders, it's Atlanta. I think next is Philadelphia and then the Mets. And I wouldn't be shocked if the Marlins shock some people this year.
Wow.
And Derek Jeter's gone, too.
Jeter out the door. Finished.
Cut the fat. Cut
chopped.
The fat.
Andrew, what's next for you?
Mike, I think you said it already about the Angels. Yeah. The under 83.5. I think that's way too high. They haven't showed anything in the last decade that'll change my mind as far as whether they're going to be a competitive team this year. And that it's the Astros division to lose. And it's been that way for 5 years. And I think it's going to be that way again. I don't think the Angels are going to be that competitive. They continue to spend money. They continue to get, you know, MVP caliber players, but for some reason, obviously it's the pitching, but you know, for other reasons too, it's, they just can't get it done. So I think 83.5 is a little high for their win total this year.
Yeah, they suck. They're not winning 84 games. Nope. I just don't see it. Last one for me. The Nationals under 69.5. I think the Nationals are going to be just an awful baseball team this year. Really bad. Soto, very good, of course, but they've got no pitching. They've got not much else after him. They kind of obviously started to get rid of everybody at the trade deadline last year. Under 69.5 for the Nationals. And honestly, I couldn't decide between them and the A's. Both of them under. The A's under 67.5 also. They basically are going to field a minor league team this year. So under 67.5 A's, under 69.5 for the Nationals. There you go. The win totals. White Sox over for me. Angels under. A's under. Mariners over. Dodgers over. Nationals under. Joe, to recap for you, Toronto under, Philly over, Detroit over. Who am I missing, Joe?
Yankees over.
Yankees over. Pittsburgh over.
Over.
And what was that last? You had one last under, didn't you?
Yeah, Miami Marlins.
Miami over. I'm sorry. A lot of overs for Joe. Go for the over. And Andrew, the quick recap for you. Yankee,
Go ahead. White Sox over 91.5, and then San Diego over 89.5, the Giants under 85.5, Tampa Bay under 89.5, and then the Angels under 83.5.
There you go. The Carver and Lisi, Major League Baseball, win totals there. Andrew, one pick for World Series. What do you got?
It'd be nice if it was the Dodgers and the Yankees. Yeah, it'd be nice.
It's not going to be.
It's not going to be. Yeah. Because the Dodgers aren't going to make it. Just kidding. I'm just I mean, I wish I was.
They're gonna
I think in the American League, it's I think the Yankees are going to make it to the ALCS.
Wow, you got a lot more faith than me.
Listen, I'm a very hopeful person. Ask my wife, ask my family. They're like, stop thinking so positive. I'm like, I'm a fan. I can't help it. The National League, I think it will be the Dodgers. And NLCS will be the Braves and the Dodgers again. Except the Dodgers are going to win. And the American League, it's going to be the Yankees and. It could be Toronto. It could be possibly the Astros again, but I don't know how they're gonna look.
Yeah, you could take the whole board if you want. I mean, we could just cover it that way.
Wow, look at Joe.
We could cover it that way.
Joe, yeah. I will go chalk and off the board.
Chalk. Here we go. The two baseball guys going chalk.
Let me just. You don't seem to listen, Joe. I said chalk and off the board because I can guarantee you. You're not going to find anybody who has what I have playing the Dodgers in the World Series. So I'm taking a swing with the Seattle Mariners, Joe. How about that? Good. You find anybody else picking the Mariners to win the American League this year?
No, probably not. 30 to 1 to win it all.
I don't think they'll win it all. I think the Dodgers are going to win it all. But I think that the Mariners are an outside sleeper to maybe win the American League this year. So. There you go with that. What's the Mariner number right now for the AL, Joe? I'll give it to you.
They're 30 to
win the American League. So, I think that they're going to win the AL, which is 15-1 right now. So,
all right, I'm going to give you two. I'm going long shots for the series. You ready?
Okay, let me hear it.
All right, now I'm going contrarian, Andrew. I'm taking Tampa Bay. I like them. I think they step up 16-1. I think they find ways to win. I like them in the American League, my National League team. Give me Joe Girardi and the Phillies, baby, 25-1.
Yeah, I went down that
City
road the last 2 years.
Brotherly, right, exactly, and everybody's jumping off.
I ain't doing it.
City of brotherly love.
You better learn how to pitch, Joe, so you can go down there and help them. They're going to need you in the bullpen at some point this year.
Doesn't matter when you hit the crap out of the ball.
Oh, good. So, mash and bash. We've seen a lot of teams win like that. Mash and bash. So Joe's
Yankees
gonna
try to
off.
Do it for how long? With Jeets and the crew.
What are you talking about, Joe? We're going to run out of time for that. The last 5 years, they tried to bash and mash. It got them nowhere. Absolutely nowhere. There you go. Major League Baseball starts tomorrow. Joe already gave you a pick for one of the games. He likes the over in the Kansas City-Cleveland Guardians game. With the 8 over, with the now minus 105, Joe. So there you go. Minus 105.
Bieber and Greinke.
I like the Braves tomorrow night. I don't want to pay the 200. Maybe the run line. Minus 1.5 at plus 100. The Reds are awful. I think the Braves
Yeah, but the Reds match up well against the Braves.
You don't seem to understand, Joe. This isn't the same Red. The Reds have nobody anymore. They got rid of everybody. This isn't the Reds matching up. There's no matching up. It's all kids on the team, Joe. There's nobody to match up. They've never played before. The Reds got rid of their whole team.
Carver, it's series. It doesn't matter. It's the guys in the unis, baby. Don't you understand that? It's like Alabama LSU. Doesn't matter the talent. Alabama sucked. I mean, Alabama was dominant. LSU sucked. They still covered the 29.5 last year. You know why? It's rivalries.
Joe, Cincinnati got rid of their entire team.
Doesn't matter. Let me ask you this.
Playing kids, Joe.
Exactly.
All over
the place. And the kids are going to be up for game number one against a defending World Series champ.
Bet the Reds tomorrow night, Joe. Please. Tell me how it goes. Bet the Reds tomorrow night. Take your winnings from the Cleveland Kansas City game and put them on the Reds.
Can you do that for me?
Please.
I will.
You're not going to be here. I'm feeling strong.
I'll tell you what. I'll bash you throughout the show since you're not going to be here.
I'm not going to be here
tomorrow. George Kurtzer will be here. I will bash you continuously until you come back on Friday night. How about that? I can't believe.
Okay. All right, Joe.
Andrew should be the judge. Is that all you?
Everything you gave to Dubs, was that all you have for the Masters? Finau, Willie Z, and Guido. That's it for you.
Yeah, but I have Finau and Willie Z to win it all and first-round leader.
Okay.
And then I have Guido to win it all and first-round leader.
All right, there you go. I have I'm on JT. I'm on Brooks. I'm on Rory. I did throw in Morikawa today because, like I was telling Dubs, I just felt like he's very under the radar. And you never usually don't get him at 22-1 like I got this afternoon, so... we're going to have Morikawa in the mix, too. We've got some bombs with Lowry and with Bobby Mack to win it all. My first-round leader, the way I approach that, Joe, and I do this every week now, I usually pick, like, 10 guys who are at the bottom of the board for first-round leader. I don't like to pick the favorites or the chalk for first-round leader. So, like, I'll sprinkle Mackenzie Hughes 120-1, Willett 100-1, Sepp Straka 100-1, Lee Westwood 100-1. Like, I'll sprinkle a little on those guys for first-round leader because sometimes those are the guys that they're there on Thursday, but they ain't there on Saturday and Sunday. So that's kind of my strategy for first-round leader, Joe.
Well, I mean, if I'm dead wrong going into round two and three, what I'm going to do is wait till Sunday and then try to pick off value that way. That's what I do. Like, I mean, I'm not going to...
How much of this golf tournament will you actually watch, Joe?
About 3 minutes. I might watch a highlight right before I jump into the shower.
God bless you, Joe. So there you go.
I'm serious.
Like Joe said, I will not be with you tomorrow night as I have a prior engagement. So Joe will be here with Gentleman George Kurtz, which actually works out well. Of course, Andrew will be here as well. Gentleman George Kurtz for the opening day of baseball is actually right up his alley, Joe. So George will be very excited with baseball being in the mix. We will come back and wrap it up. Carver and Lisi on a Wednesday night, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
There's no reserving judgment here. It's always rendered.
They got to add teams, Joe. That's it.
Carver, you're like the judge. You're like, that's it. Carver says we got to do it.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
You'd have a problem with that, Joe? You don't want that?
Nah, I don't want it. I like it as is.
It's Carver and Lisi on Sports Grid Radio.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi here with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. As we are about to wrap this up. So, great show tonight. A lot of MLB picks, Masters picks for tomorrow, the whole deal. Some really strong efforts going on here live, Joe. I mean, the Phoenix Suns, who we know they didn't play their best guys, but, I mean, it's like nobody played. 84-55, the Clippers lead right now, late third quarter in Los Angeles. And the Vegas Golden Knights, who really needed all the wins they could get here. Oh, geez. I mean, they just gave up another awful one. 5-1, Vancouver leads Vegas now, early in the third period. What a disgrace. And you said Calgary's up 3-2 on Anaheim, so we got that cooking,
too. No, 2-1, 2-1.
Oh, 2-1. My apologies. My apologies. I've been focused in on this other game. 2-1, Calgary. End of two. They go to the third period at the Duck Pond. There you go, Joe.
Question. If you turn on the Masters Sunday and Guido Migliazzi is leading, is like walking with Tiger on 18.
Yeah.
What are you gonna say?
I might quit the show if that happens. To be quite honest with you, I wouldn't be able to take it. I wouldn't be able to take that. If that's the scenario on Sunday, I wouldn't be able to take it financially or here with you, just emotionally. I wouldn't be able to take it. One or the other. So your boy Guido better just miss the cut and go home on Friday night. So I don't think I'd be able to take that, Joe. We'll know if he makes the cut when we get back together on Friday night. Tomorrow night, Joe will be with Gentleman George Kurtz for the start of the baseball season, as I have a prior engagement. I'll see you back on Friday, Joe. Thank you so much. Great job by Rick Harrell. Great job by Dubs Anderson. Great job by Andrew Torres, as always. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.